But it's like you guys were having a lot more fun out there. Was that the case tonight?
Yeah, at the same time, we really don't have much to lose. So it was one of my messages telling them, let's go out there and have fun. Let's have a party and let's just play ball like we're capable of playing. And it showed out there today. And
Dory, how much does Sam Darnold's offensive performances motivate the defense?
I mean, you've seen him out there. It's just exciting to see a guy like that be able to run the ball and can throw the ball and run while he's throwing. So just seeing him out there, we get fired up because he does it at practice. So now we'll be seeing him out there on games. And it gets us fired up and juiced up. And it's all about that momentum. And we like it.
Is there any sense of relief? It was a 1-3 start, a rough September. Is there any sense of relief to get a win big like this?
I wouldn't say a sense of relief, but it's good that we got a win because it's still not nothing. It's just one win, 2-3 now. We just can't celebrate and have a jolly old time because we won a game. We just got to keep out there and keep grinding. So, I mean, at the end of the day, we got to go back to the lab and get ready for next week.
Could this be a turning point game for your team?
It could be. That's one of those things. You never know what may happen, but it could be a turning point, and we're just going to try to keep this momentum going and go forward from there.
Do you feel like that interception after the 4th-and-2 failed conversion really did a lot for not only your guys as a defensive unit, but just this team as a whole? Didn't want to get down early there.
I was just excited that Jonathan Locke was out there balling, so I was fired up. I watched his highlight tape at Model Day, and I see what type of guy he was. And for now to see him have that same swagger back, it was just awesome for him to get his opportunity. He was out there doing his thing. They targeted him because they thought he was fresh and new, but he showed them that he has that big playability. And yeah, to get the interception was key. We was all pumped up and fired up, and that's what we need on this defense, to get turnovers and get the momentum going for our defense. So when we get back out there, we want another turnover.
Your defense got a lot of pressure against them. Why do you think that was effective, all the blitzing stuff?
I think the O-line did a great job. I mean, the D-line did a great job up front, doing what they had to do, keeping the quarterback in the pocket. You see them scramble a lot, and that was one of the things we wanted to work on because you know he can scramble and run the ball well. So I think the D-line did a great job, and then they made our jobs, the secondary, way easier. The ball's coming out quick, and I give credit to those guys up front to help us out a lot.
When the offense is clicking like that and the defense is having a solid game, is that something that you – I guess, how does that feel, to have both sides working so well together?
That feels great. I mean, when you have the offense doing well, the defense doing well, you just want to keep that momentum going. That's like an ideal situation in Madden. You should have your offense and defense playing well. It's my team sure doesn't do that.
I assume you guys were able to win the South kind of on the back half, and now everybody in the South except Colorado has a loss in conference play. Do you kind of look at last year as maybe a little bit of motivation on being able to come back and win the division?
Yeah, we was in this position before last year. Now it's early off in the season, and we just want to keep it going. And Colorado is doing a great job. They're out there handling business, and, I mean, that's one of the things about the Pac-12. Everybody can be a contender, so it's just great to know this out there competition. So we can use that as motivation from last year that we've been in this position, and let's draw the line and not, look back.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.